Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is James 5, 1 to 20. I will read the first five verses for my reflection. Now listen, you rich people. Weep and wail because of the misery that is coming on you. Your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workers who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the innocent one who was not opposing you. Think with me, dear friends, on the theme, the caution for rich oppressors guarding your hearts. The words of James in this passage strike a chord with our contemporary world, resonating with leaders who may live in opulence while those under their care suffer. It is a stark reminder that wealth, when accumulated selfishly, leads to decay, not just of material possessions, but of the soul itself. In a world marked by growing economic disparities and social injustices, James offers a potent message. The warning to weep and wail for the impending miseries serves as a powerful call to conscience. The metaphor of rotting riches and corroding possessions reminds us of the transience of material wealth. It questions the wisdom of hoarding wealth when it could be put to better use for the well-being of those less fortunate. My dear friends, in our time, just as in James's era, the consequences of amassing wealth for oneself while ignoring the suffering of others are far-reaching. These actions not only affect the oppressed and downtrodden, but also have spiritual implications. The day of slaughter serves as a reminder that we will all be held accountable for how we use our resources, especially if we hold positions of leadership and responsibility over others. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do my actions and lifestyle impact the well-being of those less fortunate in my community and beyond? Do I contribute to alleviating their suffering or perpetuate social injustices through my choices? Number two, as a leader in an organization, am I mindful of the responsibility that comes with my position? Do I use my power and resources for the greater good, or do I indulge in extravagance while others struggle? Dear Lord, we come before you with humble hearts seeking guidance and self-reflections. Help us to be aware of the impact of our actions and choices on those who suffer in our society. May we use our resources and positions of influence for the betterment of all, especially those in need. Grant us the wisdom and compassion to live in ways that enhance the lives of others and help lift people out of poverty. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep us this night, now and forevermore. Amen.